there are a lot of concerns expressed by the board.
Well, I think the board has been very straightforward. They're signaling that we've got to find a way to fund higher education without depending as much on the student as we have been. Our tuition is still not very high, even with the actions taken today. And when you compare us in the Big 12, we're right in the middle of the Big 12. When you compare us to the AAU institutions, our peer institutions, we're near the bottom of public universities in the American Association of Universities. But the board is, I think, sending the proper signal. We've got to find a better way to fund higher education in Kansas. And I look forward to working with the board to make sure that happens.
Do you think there are people who are being priced out of going to KU, or is that more anecdotal than actual?
Well, all I can say is that we've got a very robust student financial aid system. We spend $107 million a year in student financial aid, and you total it all up. That's a sign of a university that has an open door and is welcoming students and trying to do everything it can to help them have the resources to go to KU and get a degree.
The reduction of state aid for higher education as a percentage of the entire state spending picture, is that just going to be the way things are, or is
the reduction? Say that again.
Well, the trend of the reduction in state aid to higher ed as a full percentage of state spending, is that just the way things are from now on,
I don't have an easy answer to your question. I just think I'm going to fall back on what I said earlier. We've got to find a better way to fund higher education. It's too important to the economic development of the state not to come up with a system that responds to the potential in the Kansas workforce. I mean, we got smart people in Kansas. We've got to get them college educations so that they can go on and become scientists and engineers and all the things that are part of a robust working economy. And we haven't quite got that done yet. These regions have worked very, very hard on some really tough issues here to try to get to that point. And what they're saying is we've got to continue that work. And I think the institutions recognize that and want to be responsive to it.
Just one more question. There seem to be also more concerns about the compact tuition rate. Is that working for KU?
I think that's mostly confusion about the compact. The reason I spoke with Regent Schenck was that I think there's some confusion about about tuition over time. KU has not increased tuition 200%. I guarantee you, the people who can best speak to that question are the students. Do they feel like they're being priced out of a KU education? I think if you talk to Adam McGonigal, the president of the student body, who's here today, he was anyway.
Okay. I'll look for him.
I think he would tell you that KU students, what they like about the compact is that it's a zero increase after that first year. I mean, that's what people want. They want the ability to predict what their education is going to cost, and that's I hope Adam didn't leave, because he can speak eloquently to that.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Chair.
Sure.